Thank you, Father. Lord, as we spend a few moments just hearing from your word, I'd ask that you would just continually speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In my prayer time about this morning and about this series, The Armor of God, I've prayed to the Lord to say, God, I pray that our doors would be open to the healing of sick, to the afflicted. God, I pray that you would bring light in our lives, things that need to be exposed. I've been praying, God, open my eyes to the things that I may be doing that may be hindering me from moving forward to hear from you. This year, I just strongly believe that we are in the biggest battle ever. But here's the exciting part, is that it is won. But we have an enemy who is one that likes to sneak in the back door, that likes to slide in when he can and just bring up those memories that we don't want to have anymore. And this is why I believe this scripture, putting on the armor of God, and this passage comes into play. Because as the enemy comes in, we need to draw our sword, our belt of truth. We need to make sure that we have our helmet on, our breast, so the enemy can't get in. I come against you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Because we have the power and the authority to do that. How many this week have just said that exact statement over things that have been claiming hold in your life? In the name of Jesus, you have no power or authority. That is battle. Again, as I was preparing this sermon, the study, one of the things that I really want us as New Life and anyone that comes in to be able to be part of our shield. The shield is a very important part of our armor. And I have a picture in my mind. I wish you could see it right now. There's no picture up there. Sorry. Because that would be like, ooh. No. But I have a picture of the Roman soldiers with their big shields. They would basically be the size of the soldier. And they would lay them out. And then they would have guys come in from behind and lay one on top. That's the picture I have for us this morning. As we're worshiping, as we're preparing for battle, as we're working together through this, is that everybody has their shield. And we're standing in line. The second line has now come up to put the shield. As those arrows start to come in, the flaming arrows to destroy, to hit us, to deceive us. Would you this morning, would you this week, would you the rest of this year put on the full armor of God every single day? Would you make that just something that you do as part of your routine? Get up. Open up the word. God, what would you have for me today? I'm going to be jumping around on my notes here this morning. January, we talked about prepare ourselves to know the truth. Find scripture verses that will become yours for the year. Share what you found with someone. Have you been doing that? Let's not say that's just for January to 2020. That is something we're going to go through, and it's going to be part of our life. For February, I'd like us to prepare this. This is confession. Don't allow sin to trip you up. I'm so bad at that. I got to be honest with you. The things of the past seem to creep up all the time. And even though I've proclaimed victory over them and been prayed over them, somehow the enemy knows. I got to walk in front of the speaker, Edmund. Sorry. Sorry about that. Somehow the enemy knows how to get under the door, how to open that door, how to get me frustrated, how to lose momentum moving towards the Lord. And in Hebrews 12:1, it says, therefore sin Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's do that together. And then not give to the devil a foothold, Ephesians 4:27, and do not give the devil a foothold. That's what it says. So let's not do that. We need to deal with our sins quickly and ruthlessly. I love that. Pastor Carolyn put that in there, and I thought, ooh, that's a little sharp, isn't it? That's a little like, hey, whoa, slow down there, young lady. But ruthlessly, let's do it. Let's attack the sin that's in our life. Let's attack it. Let's not let it take control of where we need to be and where we need to go. Amen? And then pray we would be set free from the sin walking in holiness. So let's make this month a month of, I'm going to say to the Lord, these are the things that I just want out of my life. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to make sure that they're not a foothold in my life. So we're going to be looking, of course, in the scripture is Ephesians 6:10-20. But I'm going to skip a little bit this morning just because we are a little time constraint. But verse 15, it says, and with your feet, that will be slide 10, sorry. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel. Technology. Thanks. For some reason, every note's gone. So, putting on the feet fitted. Sorry, I had all my notes are gone here. But with that said, I just really believe that this was important. That's probably why it's gone. Because when I was thinking through this, and as I've watched, what's the best way to take your enemy down? If he's got armor on here, he's got a bulletproof vest on, he's got a helmet, what's the best way to take him and slow him down? Take out his feet. You can't run if your feet are shot out. You can't run and be moving forward except for crawling. And I was looking at this going, we need to feed ourselves, plant ourselves firmly in the Word of God. Put on that so when he tries to take out those feet from you moving forward, because we talk about that, right? We talk about moving forward, step forward, not step back, step forward. We move into, well, if we're fitted with the feet, with readiness to go into the battle, they can't take us out. So we have that shield. And so this morning, I wanted us to just get that picture of, I want to get these certain things into place. Number one is I want to stand firm on this word. I want to be fitted with the truth. I want to be fitted with the righteousness of God. We've talked about the shield. Having our shield ready this morning. Are you ready for those fiery arrows that will come? I don't say maybe come. They will come. You know why? Because I'm a firm believer of this, as we move forward in our Lord, and as we move forward in our faith, and as we try to get closer and hear from God, Satan will push harder. He will press harder. He will try to destroy you. He will try to put things in your life that will just tear you down. But in the name of Jesus, we proclaim victory. Because victory is ours in the name of Jesus. So this morning, would you do that? Would you be the one that will fit your feet, that will start to put on this armor of salvation? Psalms 119, 105, it says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So let's fit ourselves, our feet, and let's get ready for the battle which is before us. Let's teach those about the gospel. And the gospel is the revelation of Jesus. And let's teach peace. Let's teach peace, freedom from disturbance. Let's move forward in all these areas when we're putting on our armor of God. He has no power. Again, I come behind to say we are moving forward. And if we are moving forward, we're going to be attacked. We as a church need to do it together. I can't do it on my own. Pastor Carolyn can't do it on her own. We can't do it just the two of us, but we as a whole can do it together. Would you be willing this week to spend, if you're not, some of you probably already do this, but spend 5 more minutes than what you normally do, hearing from God. Just saying, God, speak to me. I'm just going to listen. So one of the exciting things that happened for me as I did that this week was I told you last week I didn't get that scripture for myself for the year. And then I get, you know, you have scriptures memorized, and so you think, that can't be the one. This can't, because I want new scripture. Well, I do. But for me this year, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. And I just felt this year for me, that's what I have to do. I need to start working with my armor. I need to start getting it in on me and fitted properly. I need to get into the Word and understand His Word. So that way when I do talk to people, I'm able to have truth. The gospel is not a lie. It's truth. And so this morning, I want to put this out there. There's a lot more that I wanted to say, but I just think that this is a good time to stop. The Spirit of the Lord moved in this place. I believe that as we press and say, God, I want to be a part of a church with healing of the sick, of the broken, of the afflicted. I want to be a part of a church that sees new pre-Christians come to you. I want to be a part of the church that reaches its community. We know we're going into battle. I want to be prepared. Do you want to be prepared? Would you stand with me, Donnie? Would you come forward? We're going to sing that last chorus a little bit. He's going to play for a little bit. And would you stand with me? And would you just, I'm just sensing right now that we need just to battle the devil right now. Has anybody had an attack this week that you can say, no, it was definitely an attack from the devil? Has anybody had that this week? I see that. Anybody see that? I see the hands. I see that back there. I see that hand. I believe with all my heart, with everything that's within me, is God is on your side. And right now, we are together as family. Right? We're family. And I just sense that we need just to spend a few minutes together as a family praying for one another in that. That we will come together as a family to say, and let's close our eyes, say this, in Jesus' name, I proclaim victory in those things that destroy me moving forward in you. And would you leave that here right now and just speak that out? Heavenly Father, I leave this here. Heavenly God, I leave that here. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We glorify you this morning.
Yesterday, in my quiet time, I sat on my chaise and looked out the window and I had an image and I took my sketch pad out and I started drawing it, and what it was a set of glasses, and the name of the glasses were Child of God. And you know, we can sing this, but sometimes we don't see it. So we really have to take those glasses and put them on. And God just kind of unfolded it as if it was looking at a 3D movie. You know, when you look at the movie without the glasses, it doesn't really come clear.
Right.
But when you put the 3D glasses on, you actually need both sides of the glasses to align. And so sometimes we're not even looking through both sides. And he showed me that one side is kind of who we are when we're not walking with him. And the other side is who we are when we are walking with him. And somehow you need to look through both of those lenses to get a clear image of what he's done for you and who you are. And I just can't help but think that this morning there's a set of glasses right in front of you. They're called the Child of God. They're for everyone. He might not call us sons or daughters till we receive him and believe in him, but we're each his child, no matter where we are in our walk. Mm-hmm. Will you take those glasses? Will you put them on? Will you ask God to show you when you're covering one eye when you should be looking through both? Mm-hmm. And will you let him show you what he sees and how he sees you and who you really are? Put those glasses on, child. God.
That was a good word. And that's so about becoming battle ready, right? About what we're talking about. Because we can have that blurry vision. We talked about it a little earlier. I thank you so much for sharing that. And it's these word pictures that we get about putting on those 3D glasses to see properly, for sure. And so, Heavenly Father, would you help us to pick up those glasses? Would you help us to see both sides clearer, Lord God? I know sometimes as a believer, especially if you've been a believer for a long time, but maybe a short time too, is you can come into spots where it's just like, I'm not sure anymore. Or there's a little doubt that creeps in. And I believe this is, again, talking about our armor. This is talking about everything that what Don just shared as well. Let's look at everything. And let's get clearer and clearer vision. And the way we do that is by getting into the Word, seeking after God, asking God to speak to us. Let's hear from the Lord. Let's be a church that's moving forward and hearing from the Lord, having people share what's on their heart. I think that's awesome. I'm going to conclude there. I just really sense the Lord did an awesome thing this morning. I sense that he's refreshed some people. But one of the things is if you need prayer this morning, don't run out. I'm willing to pray. Pastor Carolyn's here to pray. If you want to pray with a friend, just pull them and say, you can't leave right now. Let the turkey burn. You're going to pray with me, or the ham, or the roast. The buffet will have warm food later. But let's spend time together praying for one another. So if that is you this morning, you still need some time for prayer, you still need some time, we're not running away. We got some time for that. But if you need to go, blessings this week.